Hello.
Hello, we are connecting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. Thank you so much for your answer. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one, K-12 education?
10.
Next one, abortion rights?
8.
Next one, voting rights?
10.
Next one, climate change?
8.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform?
10.
Crime and violence?
8.
Democracy?
5.
Thank you. Next one, racism and discrimination?
10.
Next one, student loan debt?
7.
Thank you. Next one, jobs and wages?
10.
Next one, inflation and the cost of living?
7.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
10.
Thank you. Next one, healthcare?
10.
And last one, immigration.
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. By the way, so I do appreciate your answers. This is going to be taking a few more questions, and then we're going to be done. But I need to ask you all of the questions over here, and I will do appreciate your answer or your opinions, right? So as you may know, there will be an election for President's U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long wait off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not... Okay, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote. You said 10, correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
82.
1982, you said, correct?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's, BSN.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
3.
You said 3, correct?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
3.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one, Kamala Harris.
Five.
Thank you. Next one, the Republican Party.
0.
Next one, the Democratic Party.
5.
Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
And last one, Joe Biden.
4.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this now. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote?
Are you allowed to ask me that?
I'm sorry, what was your answer?
I'm saying, are you allowed to ask me that?
No, I'm sorry. So I'm just trying to collect your opinions. If you are, I mean, if you really don't know or you don't want to, you know, answer the question as well, let me know.
I'm gonna vote Democratic.
Okay, so thank you for the answer. So just as a confirmation, for whom would you vote? If you can, please name that person.
I'll be voting for Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
The Democratic candidate.
All right, so in the 2020 general election, if you can name that person, please.
2020, it was Biden.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same.
Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event is certainly prevent progress, if 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly didn't prevent progress, right? You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And just to let you know, we are almost ending. Just a few more questions. We are almost in the middle of the survey, and then we're going to be done. The first one, Republicans and in the U.S. Congress.
I'm sorry, I did not hear what the question was.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Let me just provide it with a recap on this. So after each one, which is going to be names or events that you'll hear, so after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevent the progress you wanted to see in this country. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or even certainly prevent progress. And 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or ever certainly didn't prevent progress. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first one, Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
They prevented progress.
All right, from 0 to 10, you're saying, what is your rate? I'm sorry.
You said 0 was prevent progress?
0 means certainly did not prevent progress, and 10 means certainly prevent progress.
Oh, they certainly prevented progress.
Okay, you're saying 10, correct?
Yeah.
All right, next one, Supreme Court.
They prevented progress. That's a 10.
Thank you. Next one, Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Prevented progress.
On a scale from 0 to 10, please, if you can indicate.
10.
Thank you. Next one, Governor Kemp.
10.
Donald Trump.
10.
President Biden.
I'd say a 5.
Thank you. Next one, white supremacist.
That's all we attend.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me move forward in this. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement, the 2019 Foster Youth Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more actions if needed as a black youth. 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. So from 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding. If you could slow down when you read the question.
Oh, sure. No, thank you. Thank you so much for letting me know that as well. Yeah, no problem. One more time the question. So just to clarify, we're going to be reading some statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, and 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, you may choose any number from 0 to 10, right? Again, so the first statement, the 2018 Foster Child to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those 18 out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more action is needed as black youth. 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. So from 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
So are you asking, am I more likely to vote?
Correct.
To get more vouchers for them?
Mm-hmm. Correct. So just to confirm.
Yeah, so that's a 10.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Vote for them to get more help.
Okay. Thank you. So remember again, 0 means would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means not sure. And 10 means would strongly motivate you to vote, right? So next statement. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remains uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. So from 0 to 10, you'll need to rate this. Remember, 5 means if you're not sure, for example, you have the options, right, from 0 to 10 exactly.
Yeah, but is it that I'm voting, would I be more likely to vote because he didn't expand it, or am I most likely to vote because I want him to expand it?
Yeah, just to confirm, that will be if you will strongly motivate you to vote, right? So just to confirm. And remember...
Yeah, but I get the scale. The question is my problem. So he did not vote to expand Medicaid. So am I most likely to vote because that's a good thing, him not expanding it? Or am I most likely to vote because I think it's a bad thing he didn't expand it?
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to clarify.
Sure. No, and I understand that. But again, remember that this list of policies and statements that we are just reading are the ones that have obstructed progress in black communities, right? So this statement that I'm reading has obstructed progress in black communities, right? Which means you will say, if you are from 0 to 10, how strongly motivated are you to vote? If you are not as motivated to vote on this statement,
okay.
There you go.
Okay, 10. I'm motivated to vote.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. The next statement, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over $720,000, $720,000 Georgia household benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Five.
Thank you. Next one, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block in Georgia hindering accommodation for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
And
the last one, we have made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last question. The phone
No problem. Yeah, I think I was listening as well. I was trying. I was about to call you back. Yeah, but no problem. Let me just read it back to you. Last statement. We've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Okay.
Yeah, from 0 to 10, so how strongly motivated are you?
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. Just to let you know, we are in the last part, and thank you for the responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Some things will change comments, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? So no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
3.
Thank you. Again, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
3.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a still unlike with us, then sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means...
You asked me this already.
Oh, yeah. And I mentioned... I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I was clear on this as well. But some things over the survey, you know, things change exactly, right? And due to this survey, it's necessary to ask you these couple of questions again, but as I mentioned before, we are just in the final part, exactly, right? So we are almost in, okay? So, yeah, again, I know it's been a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but it's since now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote. You're saying 10, correct?
10, uh-huh.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same.
Thank you. Do you consider yourselves, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'm straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
Thank you. No, but just to confirm, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
None of them.
Just to confirm, if you have to choose, because we need to select one of them to be clear with you. If you have
all
to
right,
choose...
Democrat. Go with
okay.
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
$60,000.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey for today. I thank you very much for your participation and your time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, perfect. Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.